Leah, as you yourself, that is representing cattle producers via the United States Cattlemen's Association. The talk amongst the news outlets is really coronavirus, but, you know, there were a step of events leading up to this that really, you know, also affected those cattle markets as well. So can you help me provide some background of some of the different events that occurred leading up to this that already had the cattle markets trending downward?
Absolutely. So we're seeing with the coronavirus outbreak almost 10-year historic cattle price, cattle market lows. And so it's certainly not attributable just to the coronavirus. There are many, many factors at play. But we saw in the past few years some different market disruptions that happened. And first, the repeal of country of origin labeling in 2015 really started this downward trend. We went from kind of historic cattle market prices to not so historic prices. But following that, and much more recently, we saw this fire at the Holcomb, Kansas Tyson Foods meat packing plant, which really, really disrupted the market in late summer of 2019. And so much so that we saw almost an unprecedented unification amongst cattle producers online via Twitter through the hashtag Fair Cattle Markets campaign. So it was really incredible to see producers come together and get almost one impression a second on Twitter. So there were many, many impressions where folks were tweeting out that this was an issue, that they were experiencing problems in their own operations. And since that time, things haven't gotten much better. We're seeing now an absolutely unprecedented epidemic or pandemic, as the World Health Organization is calling it, with this coronavirus outbreak, where restaurants, bars, not quite grocery stores yet, are closing, which is good. But all of these things are going to have an impact on beef demand. And so when we've got that beef demand impact, of course, that will affect our supply, too. And so what we're asking for from USDA in this letter that the U.S. Cattlemen's Association sent up today is just for some additional market oversight during these uncertain times, hoping to restore this cattle marketplace to normalcy within, you know, an expedited time frame so we can get producers back on their feet. We're hitting, you know, a crucial time for producers across the country. Some are looking to market their calves. Some are, you know, ready to take them in, and the numbers don't look good right now. So we're asking the USDA to really provide some additional oversight, more so than they already do, to ensure that there isn't any anti-competitive buying practices at play or anything like that just one component of the letter that we sent up today.
Beyond the buying practices, there are also some specific asks for regarding meat inspections, as well as, you know, just some financial support for these producers, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of those would be an ask for the secretary to use his authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation to implement some needed programs that would assist cattle producers during these uncertain times. And, you know, whether that's through the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is the same program that oversaw the market facilitation payments in the past few years, or it's something that looks more like a livestock indemnity program. We're not quite sure what that could look like, but we did want to provide a roadmap and provide some options for USDA to look at. Because they've got the leadership and they've got the expertise within their own ranks to make those final decisions. And so while we're not, you know, recommending any certain pathway forward, we did want to lay out those options for USDA to look at. And we are hopeful, we are optimistic that they're going to carefully review them and come out with some sort of statement and some sort of program that can be developed to help producers through these tough times.
Mm-hmm. And I know, too, you guys are in constant contact with your cattle rancher members. And so are there any other common questions that you've been fielding or concerns that you've been hearing from your producer members? I know, especially here in the Northern Plains, these producers have not only undergone these market challenges, but, you know, the weather hasn't been very kind to them either. So any other common themes that you're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. And so we are in very much constant communication with our producer members. We've established a task force to look specifically at marketplace concerns as it relates to the coronavirus, and that task force has already met, oh goodness, twice, three, four times since it was created on Friday. So we are really trying to get folks engaged, involved, and get some ideas from the ground that we can run up to USDA and have them implement. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of factors at play here leading to kind of these historic downs that we're seeing in the futures market. And I think what comes next now is producers continuing to stay involved. You know, there's still avenues through Congress, even, where we can get some relief to. We've got this first coronavirus aid package, you know, that's dedicated mostly to medical supplies and medical help. But we are hearing that there might be some additional packages for small business owners and for not-so-small business owners like the airline companies. And so keeping in contact with your members of Congress is going to be so critical, too, even if just to remind them that things aren't looking all that great out there in cattle country. So really want to call on everybody listening to reach out to their members of Congress and make that ask.